Welcome to Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Rick.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, well, that tax reform bill finally passed, both houses, signed. It's done. It's actually done. We'll do another recap on how it's going to affect you. In fact, when we ran the numbers for little old Parker over here through the system, I'm going to get a pretty sizable tax break. We'll find out about you as well. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, give us a call. Gregory's across the table here. He'll give it the old college try, 504-260-0995. Coming up in the second hour of our show, Dwayne Stein. He is a member of the Total Wealth Authority. He's the host of Mortgage Gumbo. We're going to talk a little real estate, talk lending, talk credit scores, talk credit, talk tax reform changes, talk jumbo loans and exemptions and interest rate deductions and all that good stuff. But again, the number, if you want to get your financial situation looked at and chatted about, 504-260-0995. Gregory, I want to start off this show with a blast from the future and the past at the same time. Did you watch Netflix last night?
No.
All right. So when I got on my Netflix menu, there was an ad for a movie that I'd never even heard of before, but it had Will Smith in it. And so I was a little confused. It's like, there was a Will Smith movie that looks new.
It is new.
But I hadn't heard of it until last night.
And opening at theaters next week or something.
It's called Bright.
And yes.
It will be on a limited release in just a handful of theaters starting, it just says soon. It will play soon. And it just says a few theaters. It's not having a normal release. This is Netflix's first attempt at a blockbuster film. They've made other movies, but not one where you bring in the A-list stars. Otherwise, it looks like something that would go straight to the theaters from Hollywood. But this is Netflix's first swing at it, and they're releasing it on Netflix first. And so this is kind of a game changer here. This is a $90 million budget action movie. Will Smith is about as big a name as you could possibly get. But while this kind of has the whole feeling of, well, this is the future and this is what's coming up next, they came up with an interesting way to promote it. Did you see that they have the old movie hotline set up? The movie's called Bright. You can dial 1-844-C-BRIGHT. And it does a little nostalgia here. So I plugged in my phone here. Gregory, it's in the soundboard. Check this out. We'll just go through the menu real quick.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Netflix hotline for Bright, the action thriller directed by David Ayer, starring Will Smith, Joel Edgerton, and Noomi Rapace, now showing only on Netflix. To continue in Orcish, mash your phone with both hands now.
Do you speak Orcish?
Each touch tone number,
Gregory,
press will be heard.
Never heard it.
Yeah, mine's a little rusty.
Bright. Press 1.
All right, here's
to
the
hear
menu.
From Will Smith and Joel Edgerton, press 2. For Bright Showtimes, press 3. For Bright Locations, press 4.
Now, it's on Netflix, so what are the locations and showtimes?
Beef and crab nachos,
we'll
press 5. For help with your Netflix account or troubleshooting, press 6. To hear why we made this hotline in the first place, press 7.
Let's do that one.
If your name is also Will Smith, press 8. You might be asking yourself, why a hotline? It's not 1993 anymore. Haven't you heard of the internet? What's the matter with you? First of all, drop the attitude. Secondly, we thought it would be a fun throwback to the era when phones were used to call people and find information, including information about new movies. A time before phones became exclusively for raiding tacos and swiping left on potential suitors.
Pretty
We've
true.
Been told nostalgia can evoke an emotional response. Hope it's working on you. Is it working on you? Is it? That's great. To repeat this information, press 1. For the main menu, press 0.
And what was the locations? Was 3,
Bright,
I think it was.
Press 1. To hear from Will, showtimes, anytime, such as Friday at 12:01 a.m., before dinner, during the next eclipse, after your 8th Christmas cookie, 3:13 a.m., when you hang up this phone, when you're bored of playing backgammon with grandma, and literally any other time you feel like it. To repeat showtimes, press 1. To go back, press 9. For the main menu,
and then the locations
Bright
was 4,
is now
I
showing
think.
On Netflix. So 38, 39, 40. Listen to Will Smith go. To repeat.
All right, enough of that. But they're combining the nostalgic movie phone experience with what is the latest iteration and the most forward-thinking part of the industry. So a little juxtaposition there. I thought it was cute. And if you want to spend some time, they have a smart-aleck answer behind every menu option. Everything has a punchline on it. And that's not an accident there. This is a comedy bit, Gregory.
You remember on Seinfeld when Kramer was doing movie phone, taking calls?
Because
that was
season 7,
episode 8.
Yeah, because his new phone number was one digit off. And so he kept getting people asking for the movie, so he just started doing the movie reviews. Oh, that was hilarious.
That's what that made me think of, the throwback.
You ever go back and watch Seinfeld episodes, and half of them would make no sense to my children because they're about an answering machine, or they're about, you know, the movie phone service, or all kinds of things that were very happening and hip and contemporary at the time, and they're obsolete now.
Or the other one with Elaine having the trouble with her new phone number because it has they'd have to dial the extra 3 digits of the area code.
The new area code,
and
right.
She was like, and then they weren't, oh, I don't need your number now. I'm good.
Right. That's hilarious. But I might have to watch this. The movie doesn't really look that good. But when you go look at some of the stuff we're learning from Netflix here, we're learning some behavior characteristics of human beings that we didn't have a chance to study before because we never had something like Netflix. It turns out the movies that are the worst rated, some of the worst rated movies, like Adam Sandler movies, right? Even people on Netflix won't give it a high score. You know, oh, that's a 1 or that's a 2. And so you would think when people go back and they view movies that the ones with the higher scores would have more views, but that's not so. Adam Sandler movies are among the highest watched and rewatched by the same people over and over movies that Netflix offers, and Netflix can't figure it out. Everyone out there is saying these movies are horrible, but then they just turn around and watch them 10 times.
Why?
We don't know.
Do you do that?
Yes.
I don't.
I've done it for years. I've looked at movie reviews with the opposite eye here where, oh, well, the critics said it's horrible, so I'll probably like it. Or the critics said it's great. Oh, well, you know, it's Brad Pitt. He's in a river run through it, and it was where he and his brother learned how to go fly fishing. It's an absolute masterpiece. 5 stars. You'll love it forever. And for me, it's 2.5 hours of snooze.
I like that movie. I've seen it a few times.
I love that movie.
It's okay, but it's overrated is the point.
But here's from my viewpoint. If Adam Sandler's in the movie, I'm moving on.
Oh, see, I can't do that.
I can
some of
easily.
Them stink. Little Nicky was horrible. I'll never sit through it again. But he comes up with some good stuff.
When? Let's not go there.
Okay.
That's like this other guy from Saturday Night Live with curly hair or whatever.
Will Ferrell.
If he's in it, I won't watch it either.
You didn't like Ricky Bobby? It's about racing and you love racing.
I didn't watch it. He's in it. I'm not going to watch it. I don't think it's funny. I don't think his comedy is funny.
Can I put this a little bit at arm's length? These are really stupid movies.
That's the point.
Sure.
It's like 2 hours of snooze.
But look, McDonald's isn't the best hamburger out there, and I wouldn't give it 5 stars, but I'll be happy eating it every other day.
Gotta eat.
Yeah. And I'm hungry, and that's a hamburger.
Okay,
and it
tastes good. I don't have to spend my time watching a stupid movie.
No, you don't. But
that's different from eating. It's, I don't know, how are you connecting the two?
Gotta eat. No, it's like watching football. Look, I'm not learning anything. I'm not making myself a better person. But it's the whole point is you turn your brain off, you disconnect from reality, and you just get swept up in whatever's going on here. So whether it's an Adam Sandler movie where, you know, it's grandma's boy and you got to pretend like this is really
going on. Two movies
on
my list to see. Dunkirk.
Yes.
And American Made.
Right. That was
I'll see, because those are kind of based on things that happen. So I'm more into that.
You know what makes me think we should do on our show? Things that, I don't want to say drive us nuts, but we hear a lot, and you kind of, I would understand if we're exhausted of it. But it can never get old, because the masses will say they want one thing. But the stuff that most people decry is, oh, that's just regular old plain stupid. Hear that all the time. That's what they really like. That they really like hearing about that. People really like Big Macs. They know it's not like going to a 5-star steakhouse. But when people call up and they ask us the same question, what do you think about investing in silver? We got to remember that we may be sick of that, but that's hugely popular. And you can't judge by what people say that they want to hear. We judge by what's popular. And if we're still going to get calls on investing in silver or whatever the wacky little investment idea of the time is.
It's... Yeah, I don't get tired of the questions. They never, ever bother me because I hear them on the show and I hear them in meetings and conversations I have throughout the day every day. We are kind of like financial ER. It's a replay a lot of the similar stuff, but each situation's somewhat different. What do you think physicians are dealing with in their doctor's offices now, or urgent care or emergency room? Flu, my back hurts, can't breathe, my chest hurts, I'm coughing, I've got a fever. All that kind of stuff they're repeatedly seeing right now. You guess they get old? No, it's next. How can I help you?
Yeah, and so for something for us, simple, when do I turn on Social Security? There's no answer for that. We have to ask you 28 questions first, and then maybe we can figure out.
Yeah, it's a topic we discuss often, but it varies.
And
absolutely.
You may think that's a one- or two-star question, or your financial situation isn't that exciting. But that's what gets it done. And that's real life. Not everyone's going to have a, well, you know, I just inherited George Washington's coat or something awesome like that. You're going to have most questions are going to feel mundane, but they're not. What do I do with this big old 401k now that I'm about to retire?
And there's two kind of topics we're going to discuss twice on the 3 hours today to make sure it's heard and understood. We're going to do it here on the first hour, and we're going to run it again on hour three. And that's about required minimum distributions and Roth conversions. It has real high importance at this time.
Do we need a movie phone recording for the show? Thank you for calling Winning It Live with Gregory Riggs. If you'd like to hear a podcast, press 1. And you just sit there for an hour and listen to a podcast? That probably won't work. 504-260-0995. Merry Christmas. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Riggs.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you'd like to participate in the show, let's talk about what you're doing in retirement. Are you on pace? Do you have an income plan? Do you know where you're going to be 5, 10, 15 years out? Have a reasonable idea. Nothing's exact because things change, but do you have that idea?
Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Riggs Report with Gregory Riggs.
And we had this case actually in the office, and he's been buying company stock, and we had a discussion about should he sell some of that, and we look back to where he was started buying the stock, which is valued around $93 a share right now. He started acquiring it in the high 30s, low 40s. So what I pointed out is you don't necessarily want to sell all of that stock because you have an NUA opportunity, meaning he could go back and buy some, pay the taxes on some of that stock he acquired and convert it to after-tax dollars in that case and move it outside of his qualified plan when he leaves his job.
Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
You sure did treat me nice. Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas, and I feel like I'm in paradise. All right. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all.
Welcome back, and Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to our show throughout the year. Excited to do this, I guess, the Happy Christmas version.
Yeah, this is the official
weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. James Parker's in studio with me. Next hour, we have Dwayne Stein coming up as our guest. He's host of Mortgage Gumbo. Turning out to be a pretty nice weekend, depending where you're at.
Well,
it's been a little moisture here, but I think Christmas Day's going to be like sunny.
No, it's supposed to be cold, though.
Sunny and cold.
Okay. I'll take
sunny and cold.
I'll take sunny and cold.
Yeah, that kind of be a feel-good day as Christmas goes. Are we doing this right now?
Yeah, so producer Angie gave us some Christmas presents. We're going to open them right now. I swear we have no idea what these are, Angie. We didn't open them, so we're going to do it right now.
Awesome.
And you can watch along if you're on Facebook Live or Periscope, you can watch. Or if you want to come back and watch later, Facebook Live, look for Winning It Life. Or on Periscope, it's at Gregory Ricks. Hey, can I call dibs on this bag, by the way? Because I could reuse this for some gifts.
Oh, totally. Totally.
I love that bag, though.
Do you want it?
That is cute with the mutts on the side of it.
Yeah, it's a gift bag. Says Happy Holidays. You know these things get reused for years and years.
That is an awesome bag.
And the gift is show related, so it kind of works out.
All right, so it's a big cardboard box. I love boxes. I got a box.
Beer of the day glass.
All right.
That's very thoughtful.
Beer,
and it connects to the show.
So it's a little pint glass here that's sandblasted. It says beer of the day, and then it has my name on it. I don't guess you could see the engraving or the... That's called sandblasting, right?
Yeah, or engraving, however.
You can't see that on the video. But thank you very much.
These will be
our official beer steins for the show. I mean, not that we would ever drink beer during a show.
Now, you have the other bag, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a six-pack.
Okay.
That's in the fridge.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
You can't have beer glasses without beer. I mean...
We'll do the beer on the break here. All right, Gregory, let's talk about how much money I'm saving on my taxes next year. You know, it wasn't really dawning on me till we did it on the Thursday version of the show. And if you missed that, we did a pretty extensive breakdown of just sort of the note card version of how my taxes are changing next year. And boy, I'm right in the epicenter of all the breaks. Number one, my standard deduction gets just about doubled between me and Mrs. Parker.
Hi, Ms. Parker.
We'll go from being able to claim or standard deduction of $12,700 this year to next year for 2018, $24,000 is what the standard deduction will be because we filed jointly. And then the child tax credit went from $1,000 per kid to $2,000 per kid. Only $1,400 is refundable, but I'm not in refundable territory. Anyway. So I was getting $4,000. Now I'm going to be getting $8,000 off the kids. So now I'm already up to $32,000 in deductions, and I haven't even itemized yet. But when we look at where my AGI should end up, even if it ends up in the same spot, it's going to be a 3% lower bracket. 3% less is what I'm going to pay on whatever money is left over after all these deductions and whatnot.
Yeah, 15% to 12% you're going.
So I'm getting it at all ends. My standard deduction saving me some money, the child tax credit saving me money, and I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket. So I have three things working for me already. On top of this, Jude's got me on the Mile IQ now, so I'm gonna have more deductions next year.
Mile IQ, what is that?
That is the app that tracks when you're taking a ride, and it says, hey, was this for business purposes? Was this in your car? Make your notes, and it'll keep the mileage. It just senses when you're obviously going really fast.
It does.
So it
asks you this, or you're not fooling with your phone while you're driving, I assume.
Well, I'm fooling with my phone while I'm driving, but not because of Mile IQ. No, you don't have to do it while you're driving.
Okay.
I was going to mess with my phone anyway, so I can't claim innocence. But look, I'm just working on some things, and we restructured to the subchapter S corporation last year. And so every year we're making steps in progress. But, man, what a leap this is going to be for the Parker family in 2018.
It is really significant. Now, here's something I did yesterday morning. So we had the, you know, tax bill signed, the funding of the government for a few more weeks was signed yesterday as mm-hmm. well to keep things going. And so I decided to flip some other news channels, you know, go to MSNBC, CNN, Fox and Friends, get what they were talking about, because, you know, I kind of land on Fox Business every day. I did not get a chance to check out CNBC and what they were talking about. But I caught the last few minutes of Morning Joe on MSNBC, and I think somebody died there on set or something. It was the most unhappiest gloom ending to a show, and they were talking about, so I have no idea what they were talking about, but you couldn't be more depressed at the end of those hosts. So I was like, what the? I'm looking at Stacy, my wife, and I'm like, what just happened? What did I miss? I should have flipped over a couple minutes ago.
I enjoy that stuff.
And then I go over to CNN, and they're talking about how everybody's getting a tax increase, that it's disastrous, and debt's going up, and Trump is irresponsible for passing a bill that's going to cause the debt to go up. And these are Dems that are talking about it, and obviously the hosts are too. And did anybody look at what happened to the debt the past 8 years? We can go further than that. It did double over the past 8 years. Now, ultimately, this is a live test, but part of this is to grow the economy. And some of these tax breaks, if they're not renewed, do go away. So taxes go up in the future. I don't think that's what they intend to happen. But yeah, we have to grow the economy. That's the bottom line. Or all this does go ugly. We need tax revenues to increase. And how do you get that? You get businesses growing. You get businesses staying here in the country. We get James Parker making a lot more money. And don't let him have any more kids. That his taxes would go up over time. If you make more, you pay more, right?
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. You could just, we're going to hold everybody in place and not spur growth, but we'll just keep taxing you all more. That's not going to get it done. That's actually sucking money out of the existing economy. So, yeah, I'm flipping around seeing that and like, all doom and gloom. I'm like blown away. I like these positive folks on Fox Business.
What's your reaction to the people complaining about the employee bonuses? Well, you know, this is only a fraction of people, and this is a one-time thing, so it's not indicative of long-term better financial situations for these. And this is just them trying to get some good PR. What's your reaction to that criticism?
I think if they're paying out bonuses, they've done well. They've got money. And they're optimistic as well. They're not on the doom and gloom route if they're passing out bonuses. Or it's the end is near, it's all going to collapse, and we'll share with you a little extra money we have on hand.
What's your reaction when they complain about, well, some of these companies are just going to use these for share buybacks?
They can do so.
Yes. What's wrong with that? Some of them are, some of them aren't.
But what they're doing that far is to add value to shareholders. They want to reduce the supply of stock, which would kind of create demand for the stock and drive up prices. That's what their ultimate goal is. I wouldn't think they're going to spend every bit of money, but if that's part of their plan in doing so, is to take back some of that stock, and that's nothing new. But you've got other companies ordering planes, ordering equipment, hiring people. You know, that's what we're supposed to be hearing. And we'll see what happens on this money being repatriated, what that's going to do. Now, I think some money will be repatriated, but I don't think it all comes back. But maybe a significant amount does. There's reasons for global companies to hold money outside of the U.S. So just from a business standpoint, you know, that kind of has to make sense. I don't know enough about that. I don't have a global company that has offices and factories around the world, but there is reasons for holding money outside.
I'm thinking about a Cayman's branch myself for my little subchapter S.
Grand Caymans?
Yeah, just a coincidence that it's a tax haven. One more thing I want to run by you here. Yeah, just a coincidence. One more thing I want to run by you here. I do understand the criticism of the carried interest for hedge fund managers, sort of, where that this is one where it really does feel like a loophole, and this is one where both parties say they're going to get rid of it, but then when they get in office, no party ever does. And this is where they treat what hedge funds do, instead of a short-term capital gains, they'll treat it like a long-term capital gains, and so they get taxed at a lower rate. But, I mean, how much of the economy and how much of the budget and how much money are we really talking about here as far as that one tax goes? Can you answer that in 15 seconds, or we'll do
it
after the break?
Well, the definition of carried interest is, in finance, is a share of the profits of an investment paid to the investment manager in excess of the amount that the manager contributes to the partnership, specifically in alternative investment.
This Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
We just want everybody out there to be informed. I just think you're not going to get more transparent than what I do on this show, what Greg does, and when he brings on the other members of the Total Wealth Authority. We're as transparent as it gets. We just want to share as much information as we possibly can.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Some folks, it might be in their best interest to pay a few dollars extra to their taxes to, say, qualify for a loan that they want to borrow. We let our clients know the ramifications of the tax decisions they're considering.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative of Global Financial Private Capital. Summon the Total Wealth Authority, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Thanks for listening to Winning It Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
There's a little town straight on down the Avenue of St. Claude with Our Lady of Promsucker Church in the parish of St. Bernard. I have been there, got down in there, alas, without regret. It was a special time of year.
Christmas in Chalmette!
You just sailed to Avondale across the hemispheres. Your order rode the ferry boat from Lower Coast Algiers. Straight ahead and Judge Perez. No, wait, that's wrong. Go turn around by Tentacle, except Tentacle is gone.
This manger scenes with laser beams blinking.
Welcome back.
Just
Winning It Live. Live Financial Talk Radio. Merry Christmas.
Gregory, I'm preparing. I'm already preparing. I got my little evil villain hands together, you know. Because we're getting all kinds of great examples of people who have magically turned into stalwart fiscal conservatives when it comes to debts and deficits. And I'm gonna have a couple of interesting sound bites to revisit whenever we get to the spending portion, whenever we redo this spending bill, because the continuing resolution runs out January 19th. I imagine they'll do another little punt to lay up something coming in more like a March. But
so you think it'll get punted one more time?
That's my guess. I don't know, unless they are already close and they're not just not telling us. But since they're not debating any of the points, and by debating, I don't mean they're wanting to change their mind. They floated out there to see how well it digests in the court of public opinion before they actually claim it as their own. But, yeah, all these people are so concerned about blowing open the deficit. I look forward to your $1.5 trillion worth of spending cuts over the next 10 years, because you don't want those kids to die, do you? You don't want children to be writhing in the streets, dying slowly while people step over them on their way to, I don't know, their golden toilet bowls. So it's always a fun exercise. I mean, the hypocrisy of politicians could be its own sport. It could be I guess it is a reality show. We got the network, the news shows.
It just cracked me up. Flipping around and watching some of those, but still that doom and gloom on the end of that Morning Joe is, I still have not figured out what happened yesterday that's just crushed them.
How are we supposed to convince the world that this guy is evil when they have a bigger paycheck starting next month? That's their dilemma.
Yeah, and that's where they kind of said the proof is in the pudding, is when you're getting more in your paycheck starting next year.
Which is next month.
Yeah. And James, I just don't see how your taxes are going up. Now, it'd be awesome. Actually, when you say, I wouldn't mind paying more taxes. This should always be your philosophy. Why? You've made more money.
Oh, well, in that context, yeah. It doesn't sound so bad.
But right. Everything being equal, you are paying less.
Yes.
Next year. There is no way around it. You're going to pay less. I'm sorry this is happening to you, James, but you have to deal with some extra money.
Well, listen, I'm one of those evil 1%ers. Well, evil top 25-30%ers is what I am. So I'm in the top third of income distribution. I deserve to get a little comeuppance here.
I'm excited. Now, one of the problems everybody needs that has done a Roth conversion, you do not have many days to recharacterize that money. And what does that mean? If you did a Roth conversion, past tax years, we've been able to undo that or reverse it. That's what recharacterization is put the money back like it was in pre-tax form. So that's undoing the Roth and putting it back in an IRA.
It's a total mulligan, right? It's like it never happened.
Yeah.
You don't get to keep the interest you had while it was in the Roth or what you missed while it was gone. It's just...
Yeah, it all gets put back like it was, as if it never happened. And typically, we've had up until October 15th, following the year in which the conversion was done, because that has to do with filing your tax return. So if you do all the extensions, you have up until that time. That changed in this tax bill. The mulligan opportunity ends in a few days, December 31st. And that's the law going forward. You can do a Roth conversion, but you have to undo it by the end of the tax year in which you did the Roth conversion.
All right. Now, why would someone want to recharacterize?
Because they're not sure they want to eat that tax bill. That's really the main reason. Now, there could be some times like your investment went the wrong way.
Whatever you put that Roth
you did
in.
A conversion. Let's just say you converted $100,000 to Roth and that investment is now worth $70,000. You paid tax on $100,000 of something that's worth $70,000 now. You want to recharacterize that. You want to undo it, because I'd rather do it and pay taxes on $70,000 than the $100,000. So that's another reason to recharacterize. Biggest reason I've seen is I've never been involved in one that was undone because the investment went bad. However, I've been involved in recharacterizations because the reality of the tax bills hitting them front and center, and they want to undo that tax bill. Even when I've given them warning in advance, you aren't going to like this. Oh, yeah, we're going to be able to do it. And I've seen sticker shock a number of times. You better look at it next week and make a decision.
So should you just do a dry run on your taxes right now to see what they are? You don't have your W-2, but you can sort of guess what that stuff's going
to
be.
Yeah, and you've got the idea. You know what the standard deduction is. You know what your expenses are. Mm-hmm. And more likely, majority of the people use standard deduction, and that's doubling up. So you have an idea, and then you factor in that conversion cost. I'm talking about the future taxes, but we know what the standard deduction is, or if you itemize on 2017. You can get a neighborhood look at what that tax bill is going to be, because you know what tax bracket you're in, and that's being added to your adjusted income. So if you're used to having an AGI, say, of $70,000 and you converted $50,000, you can pretty much look at there's $120,000 AGI on there. So how's that extra tax going to feel? You just jump from on the 20, let me see. What
are you in the new brackets?
I'm in the 2017 bracket. Okay. So you are still in the 25% bracket. Let me double check. Married filing jointly. Here it is. Yeah, so you're still within the 25% tax bracket. Now, you actually may have bumped yourself out of the 15, so I went 70 to 120. So 70 is in a 15% tax bracket, and that pushed you into 25%. So now you're paying 10% more for that bracket. Just, once again, something you need to think about. Run the calculations. Make sure you're going to have the money to pay to Uncle Sam for that extra conversion amount that you did.
What if they call you January 2nd?
Too late.
All right.
That's what's in the law. So heed the warning.
Is that what Jude Heath's doing right now? People are calling in and say, hey, well, we're looking at recharacterizations. Because he actually mentioned last time he was on the show, we're looking at recharacterizations. So they must be doing a bunch of dry runs.
Yeah, and that's because of this is not a surprise. Both versions of the bill, before it went to committee to kind of join them, they both had the recharacterization ending December 31st. So it's no surprise. So everybody that's kind of done that needs to revisit that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they did that, because it's not like you're, you know, buying a toy at Walmart and, well, if you don't like it, you can bring it back. It's usually the government's not so generous. We're lucky that we ever had that in the first place.
Actually, yeah. And you know, somebody went in and did the calculations of how many recharacterizations were done, and well, if we stop that from happening, it does. And here's the thing, is they have to make the decision sooner. And are there recharacterizations that could have happened that won't? Probably so. But people are going to know the new window, and those are just going to happen earlier. So I don't know where they came down on this, that this is going to trap them and those won't be undone. But it'll get going forward, and everybody will know the new deadline.
All right. You got any questions on that? 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. We're going to talk about your required minimum distributions that you need to do before the end of the year next. But speaking of Jude Heath, he sent us an email this week with some updates on a change in the mileage rate. Starting January 1st, 2018, so in about 10 days, the standard mileage rates for the use of a car will be now up 1 cent from the 2017 rate. It's going to be 54.5 cents for every mile of business travel. That's what I'm doing with that Mile IQ, Gregory. That's what I'm looking at. 18 cents per mile driven for medical or moving purposes. That's also up 1 cent from 2017. And 14 cents per mile driven in service of charitable organizations. Right off your charity mileage. Questions 504-260-0995. Merry Christmas. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
I'll be home.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Consider purchasing a gift certificate to a JPAS performance. Give the gift of a beautiful, heartwarming experience in the theater, the arts, live theater, through the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Please do so by calling 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
When you take income, how do you avoid taxes on that? Build up a whole bunch of cash value in a life insurance policy and borrow money from it. Loans are not taxable. And what will that help? Reduce your taxes.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a lot of marketing going on out there, and their big catchphrase is set up your own self-directed IRA. You can do so many other things. And these firms, if you go and Google them, there is a lot of complaints. It is fraught with risk. And doing the filing that's required to keep your IRA in a tax-deferred status is complicated. You don't have a taxable event, so you got to really be careful about the paperwork and blowing this up. And it even gets more complicated when you're trying to run an enterprise inside of your IRA, like a rental business or a vending machine business or whatever ideas they're throwing at you to put your money at risk.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Well, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
Happy Saturday and Merry Christmas from Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. If you'd like to interact in the show, 504-260-0995. Hey, just remember, I actually have a daytime job running Gregory Ricks and Associates, which is a firm where we give out financial advice, money management, planning, a lot of help, and a great place to go get a second opinion. Second opinions are really important to make sure you're on the right path. doing the right thing or transitioning assets, go to GregoryRicks.com.
Yeah, there's always, every show we have, there's a new person listening, new people listening, I should say. But until you say that, until you actually spill out the fact that you're a financial advisor the other 5 days a week, there's got to be someone out there saying, man, this guy really did his prep. This guy really studied up for this segment, didn't he, to know all this stuff? 504-260-0995. Let's go to the phones. We're going to talk to Pete. Pete in Algiers, you're first up on Winning It Life. Merry Christmas. How can we help you, Pete?
Merry Christmas to you guys, and thanks for the great information. I listen quite a bit. This is the first time I've called. I turned you on right in the middle when you were talking about recharacterization. I just want to make sure I have it right. Did you say that if you want to take advantage of the new tax law next year, you have to recharacterize your IRA this year? In other words, did you say yet? Like, say, for example, I want to take $20,000 and recharacterize it next year. Did you say it has to be done by the end of this year?
Yes. That's in the new tax law. Recharacterizations have to be done by December 31st.
So, in other words, but that would apply towards 2017 taxes or 2018 taxes?
Yes. 2017.
So I wouldn't get advantage of the new tax law then.
Well, you're undoing, well, it depends on what you're wanting to do next year. You could Roth again next year, but we're dealing with 2017 tax law. That new tax law takes effect next year. But if you have money that you Roth, you converted to Roth or contributed, if you're going to undo that, you have to do it by December 31st of this year. And next year, if you do a conversion and want to undo it, you have to do it again by December 31st.
Yeah, I think you were a step ahead of him on that one, right, Pete?
Yeah, and I was confused. I thought you were talking about converting your IRA into a Roth.
Yeah, it's unconverting, converting it if you changed your mind.
Okay, I was totally confused. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's all good.
You know, but maybe other people had the same problem. But anyway, I wanted to point out a couple of things. I am a senior, as you can probably tell. I claim the standard deduction. So my taxes are going to be helped tremendously. My standard deduction will go, well, actually, I'm over 65. My wife is, too. So it's about 14-something last year. But it's going to go to at least $24,000 and maybe more, because I don't know whether the tax law, new tax law, has an allowance for people over 65, which they probably do, but I don't know that, you know. So I'm going to be helped tremendously. Now, one thing you have to, that's not talked about too much, is there's no longer any personal exemptions, you know. You know, in other words, like you got a personal exemption for each child you had and $4,000 off your adjusted gross income. There's no longer that.
What do you mean?
Well, just like the way it works right now is you have all you come to your adjusted gross income. I do taxes, so I'm familiar with this. After you do your adjusted gross income, then you can either take off your standard deduction or your itemized deductions, right? And then after that, you take off your personal exemptions, which is roughly $4,000 for each person in your family.
Oh, okay.
So you're no longer going to have that.
So okay, I see what you're saying.
That's a big change.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Pete. Pete in Algiers, if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. Yeah, so recharacterization isn't changing it to a Roth. It's changing it back from a Roth into the previous situation. That's all. I think that's the only place where he got separated from us. Now, the other big deadline that's coming up in less than 10 days, man, December 23rd, geez. Is your RMDs, your required minimum distributions, have to be taken in most cases by the end of the year. Now, if this is your first one, they're going to give you a little grace period here that lets you have about 3 or 4 months extra, almost 4 months extra, but you don't want to do that. You want to try and take it before. Should we talk more about that after we talk to Steve?
Yeah, let's get Steve, and then we'll tidy up the RMD.
All right, Steve, North Shore, you're next up, Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Merry Christmas. What's up, Steve?
You too. Thank you, Gregory. I enjoy listening to you. We appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Got a quick question, or maybe not a quick question. An elderly family, elderly couple, attempting to dissolve an LLC recently, and they did. And so they have some cash, I guess, in that LLC. And all of a sudden, one of those family members has become ill and may need like nursing home care going forward, and not sure how to proceed with that LLC money. Should that be distributed? Should it remain? In case the healthcare system would try to attempt to get that money.
What kind of money are we talking about?
A couple hundred thousand.
And this is what would be distributed to the elderly couple that is winding down of sorts?
Yes. And probably not that many more assets. Not
so
too much more to speak
of. Is there a requirement of when this should be distributed? Or is it
that option? I don't know.
Is it considered their assets now?
Research. Does it have to be by the end of the year after the company is dissolved?
That is a CPA question.
Okay. And that's part of what I was going to ask you as well is, what direction to go to? Should we be talking to a CPA, an estate planner, maybe an elder lawyer? I don't know exactly what they call that, but...
Well, that's why we have the Total Wealth Authority. We have Jude Heath connected with us that is a CPA, so he is somebody I would speak to about that.
Okay.
And then if that leads into this entity winding down and some of the legal issues, that's why we have Wes Blanchard, which is an estate planning attorney that's a part of the Total Wealth Authority as well. And I would probably... In my case, I would run it by both of those to verify. But here's what it sounds like is this entity is ending and that money is going to have to be distributed, and it's going to be distributed to them. There is no workaround because there's a 5-year look back. So if they're going into a Medicaid situation, that money's going to need to be spent first. And if the government finds out that that money was redirected illegally, the penalty is they're not getting Medicaid funding. So you got to be very careful with that in what you do in looking out for them.
Annuity, all kinds of different angles. I guess, going to the CPA might be the best start.
Absolutely.
Tough situation you're in there, Steve. I hope it helps a little bit. There are some other things you can do. Go out and get a new car or something with that money before it gets to the spin down.
Well, there is some things like paying for funerals and stuff like that or correct things to do with that money, but there is no workaround.
No. All right. Can you clean up RMDs in 1 minute? We'll continue it on the other side of the break.
We'll continue it on the other side of the break. There's no way to do that talk in 1 minute, but you need to take care of your RMD. Right now.
Who has an RMD? Anyone with an IRA or?
Somebody 70 and a half or older has to take distributions from their qualified accounts. If it's sitting in a 401k and you're no longer working at that firm, that required minimum distribution needs to be taken out this year. If it's your first year for RMD, you have till April 1st of next year. But otherwise, I like the idea of let's get this handled right now and get it deducted from the account, and then you're not having to hire RMD next year.
All right, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995, or you can send us a text message at the Winning It Life app. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
James on the tree, Santa's on his way. Sleigh with me.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Happy Saturday and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Weekly Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up in this hour of the show, we're going to have Dwayne Stein calling in. Another member of the Total Wealth Authority. He's our mortgage guy. So if you have any issues about getting a new house, getting a new loan, maybe a refi, a lot of what he's been getting lately, though, is these HELOCs, these home equity line of credits. They're coming due, and your payment's going to jump up, and how you take care of that, or cash out refi to get rid of debt. That's another big one. 504-260-0995. I'm also going to ask him about the most expensive house in America that's being built right now. It's not on the market. But the most expensive house ever sold in America is just a shade over $100 million. The most expensive house in the entire world ever sold is $300 million. Some guy is building a $500 million house. And I don't know who you're going to sell it to, because Saudi Arabia's richest man is about to be $6 billion lighter. Did you hear about this, Gregory?
I found out the most expensive house sold ever he bought.
Oh, there's another connection there.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Well, we talked about when he got arrested about a month ago, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. He got arrested, and he's trying to hold on to his company, and he's being accused of corruption and bribery and extortion. Basically, just he's part of this bigger graft crackdown where they say, look, this is about money laundering. But it looks like the new prince or the new king of Saudi Arabia is just trying to shore up the bank accounts of the kingdom. Because they're saying, you know, all this, all these crimes against the kingdom that you've done, we can just forget it all and expunge it from your record for, yeah,
$6 billion.
$6 billion. This feels like when I went back to visit the family on 4th of July weekend, I got pulled over in Alexandria. And, you know, in the interest of public safety, they were like, sir, you were going 70 in a 60. And, you know, that's just not good for the public and the community as a whole. And, you know, we're not trying to bilk you or steal from you here, but in the interest of public safety, it's good that you learn a lesson so in the future you don't, you know, be so haphazard with public safety. So for the low, low price of $260, I got it all expunged from my record and everything was forgiven. All of a sudden, public safety is not a concern anymore, right? It's the same thing here, but just a much bigger price tag. So that's
it was the new king that bought that house through a series of shell corporations to keep it private, but somebody outed him. You know, one that's cracking down on everybody with expense and all. He has the most expensive home on the planet.
That's not smart, bud. You may want to have, like, maybe the 10th most expensive home on the planet, but if you're getting the most expensive home on the planet, I guarantee you, you're overpaying for that. The prince, though, that got arrested, the $6 billion, don't feel bad for him. He's worth $18.7 billion, according to Forbes, which makes him literally the richest man in the Middle East. He's even richer than the king. That's weird.
Well, that's a big tax he's getting hit with all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, not much longer is he going to be richer than the king. And you know what he's asking for now? The biggest holding here is basically a hedge fund he has. And he's like, all right, you could take over all the stock. Can you just leave me in charge of it? He just wants the power. Let me keep about $6 billion, or let me keep a few billion here and just still let me be a big shot. That's all he's worried about now. So that's the follow-up to that situation. And if you think we have some crony capitalism or crony socialism stuff going on over here, that's nothing compared to the kingdom. Man, to the phones we go. If it's going to stack up like this, we better hit it. Bill, Gulfport, you're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I will be closing on a home shortly and was curious of the financial and tax impact of either setting the closing before the end of the year or having it after the first of the year in 2018. And I'll take my answer offline. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
I don't see where there is a taxable event in the purchase of the home on either way.
I don't know. Do you get?
Am I missing something?
The money that is spent on this home, if it stays in your bank account, you have to pay taxes on that, or is that? I don't know. Can't think of anything. Why don't we ask Dwayne? We got Dwayne here. Hey, Dwayne. Dwayne
Morning.
Stein, host of Mortgage Gumboat. Anything crosses your mind that would be advantageous of closing a home before or after the beginning of the year?
No, I mean, the only thing he's going to lose out on if he waits is then he's got to wait a whole nother year if he's going to deduct any kind of mortgage interest or anything like that. If he's buying any kind of points or any kind of origination fees like that that you're able to write off on your taxes, he's going to have to just wait a whole nother year, whereas if he closes in the next week, he could squeeze that in on his 17 taxes.
That's a good point. Didn't think about that.
That's
on
why
the line of the points. That's why we have you there, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. First things first, big talk of the week is the tax reform bill that got signed into law. What changes for Mortgage Gumbo clients now that this new law goes into effect?
Well, really, I mean, when you're looking at it, and y'all have covered this over the last couple of weeks, I mean, the effects are, okay, so instead of $1 million on your mortgage interest deduction, it's going to drop to $750,000, right? So I don't know how many people in our listening audience have that type of interest that they're writing off every year, but obviously that's an effect there. Some of the other things here. The state and local tax deductions, I think that's when you're looking at it. I mean, that's really not going to affect anything in regards to the mortgages. I mean, you know, some of these other little things, really you don't have that much stuff that's going to affect anything in regards to, except maybe your capital gains. But the capital gains, that's just going to affect really, if anything, it's a little bit of a benefit for you now, because now it's going to go to that lower tax bracket, right? So that's really not a loss at all, really, when it comes to your capital gains.
Now, one other point about Bob that had asked about the closing now is Bill. If he has a $900,000 mortgage he's signing off on, hypothetically,
right,
he would want to do that this week, not next year, because of the new tax law.
That's a great point. Yep.
Yeah, because you can't.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're closing $1 million or less right now, really jump on that, or really over $750,000, slam it in this week. That's a good point.
Yeah, and look, that seems like an astronomical number, but when last time we drove down the coast, don't you think about every single one of those properties, or most of them, fit that bill?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, it's the cost to build a house is a lot higher. You know, it just depends on it. Look, when you start getting into those amounts, those are individualized. So, you know, you've got to assume that those folks are involved with someone like a Jude Heath who's giving them the financial advice and telling them, look, you need to close this by the 31st versus this date. Or at least you would hope so. Or they're listeners to the show and hearing us talk about it.
All right. So not a whole lot of changes here.
No, I mean, it's kind of, listen, y'all touched on it earlier. I mean, it's more money in everybody's pocket with they doubled the
deduction
or your, what's it called? Gosh, your standard deduction or whatever that they doubled. I mean, those things are good. But there's not really not that much towards, the interest. I mean, they were trying to act like the whole world was going to come to an end, and it's amazing to listen to these shows and read these articles where they're just simply trying to spin how this is going to be absolutely horrible. The only thing I could say is for those big states that are the ones that want to have all this kind of stuff and they want all these different things, and you know, your Californias and your New Yorks and New Jerseys, congratulations, you got everything you've asked for. And you kind of touched on it, James. We keep punting this thing down that eventually, you know, you can't have it both ways, right? California, you can't say that you don't want all this, and then when we hit you with, hey, you're going to have to pay up to $1 million, or $750,000, you can't be upset about that. You can't have it both ways.
The other big piece of news that affects you directly is the Fed popping that interest rate again. But I don't think y'all are worried too much about that over on the mortgage gumbo side.
Listen, here's what we've expected: the rates going up more, and as we've talked about for years. Okay, rates went up this week from 3.96, okay, from last week to 4.09 is where they settled at yesterday on a traditional 30-year. So that's over 10 bips. So we saw
a
big move. Now, was that because of the tax hike? Absolutely not. That was because, guess what? We got tax reform signed. We've got a lot of other things going on. So, again, whenever you have these big needle movers, that's when you're going to see the interest rates. You know, we've got, you know, the stock market continues to teeter with all-time highs. So retail sales reports out saying how great everything is, jobs reports saying how great everything. That's what's going to move your mortgage interest rates as opposed to the federal rate hike. That's just, as you've talked about, Greg, for years. I mean, that's something we need up just so our bank account for that money, that emergency money that we do keep in a bank account, we could get more than 0.0001%.
How closely are y'all watching the end of Janet Yellen's term? I believe she's going to step out of office February 2nd, 2018. So we really only have about 6 weeks left. We have a new guy coming in who appears to be a little more hawkish. And so in anticipation of rates going up, is anything being watched on your end?
No, not at all. I mean, I think the factors that are going to control, I think you are going to see, it looks good now, right, with Trump. As rates go up, that just signifies him doing that much better things, correct? I mean, so if he continues to job growth, all these things continue to rise up. I mean, it's crazy to think he's already been in there over a year, well, right at a year, right? But when you look at all the things and all the factors that are coming into play, those are the things that are going to affect things, I think, more than Yellen. I don't think she's going to go in and just go, hey, on my way out, I'm going to, you know, throw rates way up or, you know, reduce them or something like that.
Yeah, the next Fed meeting is January 30th and 31st for 2018.
Yeah, I would probably say they're going to hold off on that, and then you're probably looking at the next move, probably that following meeting, which I think is the beginning of March maybe or something
March
like that.
March 20th, 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think technically we've gotten the last press conference from Janet Yellen where we're going to get.
I hope so. My God, that's torture.
It's pretty bad. All right, Dwayne Stein's on the phone here. He's host of Mortgage Gumbo. He's got a special announcement coming up about his show next. If you have any financial or mortgage-related questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the staff and the board of directors of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, I want to wish you the most joyous and happy Christmas season. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society for the last 40 years has been dedicated to enriching our community through the beauty of the arts. We want to thank you for your support and look forward to serving you again in the new year. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society, Louisiana's cultural leader. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Does that money that you put into a 401k, would that come off of your tax liability?
What the company's putting in is pre-tax, and what you're putting in is pre-tax if you're going the traditional route. Now, if you're doing a Roth version of the 401k, the individual is going to be paying tax on their contribution and paying tax on the company matching of that. I kind of like the idea myself of let's take advantage of the pre-tax money and let's create a Roth outside of that. And that way you also have other choices of where to invest money.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
I'm dreaming of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. Busy, busy weekend for everybody. Wrapping up. Let's see. How many shopping days till Christmas? Today and tomorrow.
Oh, now it's time to get started. It's the 23rd.
I used to have a little time, James.
Procrastinators.
Get up early tomorrow.
Hang on. I'm waiting for Peyton Manning to come interrupt Brad Paisley here. Tell him he's screwing it up. Just in case.
You need a more of a jingle in this song. This is Winning at Life. It is the weekly wrap. You know, it is live financial talk radio. Yeah, that was Dwayne Stein chuckling in the background. He's the guest this hour, our Christmas weekend show. Big plans this weekend? Shopping left to do, Dwayne?
You know, I've got my shopping to do, but, you know, I've got shopping. I've got the family as the single guy in the family with, you know, I've got them pretty much understanding that I've got trained them over the last 3 years that it's gift cards. So some lucky Walgreens or CVS will have me go in there, and I'll knock out my shopping in about 15 minutes.
That's just the manliest.
No stress
thing.
There, huh?
Nothing. No. You know, so the only thing that kind of, I'm usually a Christmas Eve guy, but with the Saints game tomorrow and being on a Sunday, you know, I'm actually going to get my shopping done early. So once I wrap up Mortgage Gumbo, I'll swing by a little Walgreens and I'll knock out my shopping.
The go-to place.
You are the worst family man ever, Dwayne.
I don't know. I mean, they seem to like it. All the kids now want cash, so it's, you know, it is what it is. So
they have a big gift card rack there, don't they?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you can go from a cup of coffee to fine dining at Macaroni Grill all within six square feet. It's amazing.
And Dwayne Stein is blowing away the old conventional wisdom that it's the thought that counts. That's wrong, isn't it, Dwayne?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, a lot of thought will go into that. I mean, what do we go? Do we go with El Paso or do we go with Copeland's? I mean, that's tough decisions.
Do I have five cousins or four? That's
right.
That's the only thought process.
Right.
Hey, brag on you. I want him to brag on himself because you know what's happening in a couple of weeks with Mortgage Gumbo.
Look, very excited. And, you know, obviously Gregory Ricks, you know, Angie and you, James, been instrumental in this. But, yeah, January 6th, we are moving and expanding Mortgage Gumbo. We're going from a cup of gumbo to a bowl of gumbo. And then hopefully maybe – maybe one day we'll go to a pot of gumbo, but we're going to go to a bowl of gumbo. We are going to follow your show, so no longer will you have to say, hey, go check them out on the iHeart app. We'll follow right behind you from 1 to 2 in the Gulfport. So WBUV 104.9 Mortgage Gumbo is coming to you guys live every Saturday. So we'll just stay right on the coattails of Winning at Life and cannot wait. Look forward to it. Very, very excited about the opportunity, that's for sure.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
looking
indeed.
Looking forward to having you follow that and continue the tradition that we have on WRNO.
Yeah, yep. So
in New Orleans, where you're right behind us there.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, and I think one of the good things for Mississippi is a market that I'm looking forward to. Our business has grown quite a bit in that market. A lot of great things are going on there in Mississippi with them removing some of the flood tax laws. And I really just look forward to bringing what Mortgage Gumbo is all about, and that's education and options and letting people know that they have more options than a local bank. They have better options. One of the things that always dealing with Mississippi clients and even agents is, you know, they've accepted the norm that it takes 45, 60, 70 days sometimes to close a loan. Well, you know, at my firm, that's unacceptable. So, you know, we're looking forward to that, but not just speed, just being able to help educate folks and let them know all the programs that are available to them. So really just can't wait to expand into that market and really just grow and work with some of those great people that I've already started to meet out there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And you and I have talked briefly, but we're going to talk more about maybe doing some joint events over on the Gulf Coast next year as
yep.
well. So we're
yeah, that's going to be great.
Excited about the possibilities there. But I was just going back to the Christmas shopping. When you have a wife, there's a benefit. She does it all, and all I've got to do is take care of hers.
Yeah, I mean, look, what
so
a great surprise.
For one person.
What a great surprise when, you know, look, I remember when, you know, the wife would get the gifts, and I was as surprised as the kids when they were opening it, you know? Because it was like, wow,
I guess
that
that's
is great.
A neat thing to watch.
Yeah,
you know,
that is what, great what they got.
How did we get the kids?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, man, this is fantastic. So I do miss those surprises, but, you know, I'll wrap it. I'll at least, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to wrap it. We'll put it, you know, it is what it is.
You're probably
not going to wrap the gift cards.
He's going to check it at them from across the room.
Here's, I buy the little tin cans, right? They got the little tin cans, so I put it in that.
Okay.
And I tape that, so they got to kind of actually break into it. Yeah.
Rustic. James, how does that go for you? Do the shopping just for her, or you're helping throughout?
Well, we're in a different situation because we're a single-income household. So the shopping sort of begins and ends with me.
Why?
Because she doesn't make any money. And if she spends...
Yes, she does. She sees that you're able to go to work.
Right. Hang on. I think you're looking at this through my perspective, and you're trying to look at it through her perspective. From her perspective, the more money she spends on Christmas gifts, the less money she has for herself. So she drives it through me.
Oh, my God, I shouldn't have asked James this question.
Right.
Hey, so here's what I do. We have the list of the kids we have to buy for, and we go knock that out. And then I do this thing where I just go get gifts, and I don't even know who the hell they're for. I just show back up at home. I stopped at Dornax, this grocery store around the corner, and I got a couple of their little gift packs. And then I got a couple of their little, in the liquor section, a couple of those. And then you can go stop at this other store and get a couple of gifts there. Who's this for? I don't know. It's Minecraft Legos. Any boy between the age of 5 and 15 is going to want Minecraft Legos. So I got two of them. And I got this little toy here. What's that for? A girl. I don't know. We have a lot of kids running around when I go home. Plus, we have some vagabonds in our family, and I don't know which ones are going to show up.
Right.
You know, we have some people, I don't even know, I have one aunt that I haven't known her phone number for most of my adult life because she keeps getting her phone turned off, or then she'll get evicted, then she's living out of a car, and then she's living in a trailer, and you can't keep up with her. I don't know if she's going to show up, so I get a gift, and if she shows up, I'll give it to her. If not, I'll give it to someone else. Dwayne, I want to get back to business here.
I'm glad we're changing the subject to business now.
Hey, let me ask y'all something real quick for you. I just got a text, and they're asking me, and let me ask you, guys, for, for the tax, I know that corporate, does that affect like LLCs and S-Corps and all that as well, or is that just for major corporations?
It's for pass-through corporations as well. There's a 20% deduction on pass-through.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
No, but close
I did
enough.
Not say that right, but clean it up, James.
Yeah, it's a 21% tax rate as opposed to, what was it, 35%?
35, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But something you were talking about on Mortgage Gumbo, you're excited about going into Mississippi because, you know, the home station right now, 99.5 WRNO that you're on, it reaches quite a bit over into Gulfport and Biloxi and past Christiana and Bay St. Louis and Poplarville and all that's Picayune. But people are really dropping the ball as soon as you cross over into Mississippi on these VA loans. We've seen some people who qualified for VA loans, but they weren't even offered that, or they weren't aware of it, or for whatever reason. That's a niche that really needs to be dealt with over there, and you're just licking your chops to go jump on it.
Yeah, we've already started identifying, really. I mean, look, you've got Keesler, you've got several you've got a lot of military in that market, right? And, you know, especially with the hospitals, you've got veterans. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for vets. And you know, in my opinion, as you continue to see rate hikes and different things like that, I think VA loans were a great opportunity and for veterans. You know, one of the focuses and one of the game plans and the models that we're looking at going into 2018 is a lot of opportunity, especially in Mississippi and South Louisiana. We've got a huge military presence here as well. You've got Bell Chase. You've got, you know, so you've got a lot going on. And unfortunately, I think those folks sort of from time to time kind of get forgotten about because we go after the masses because that is a niche market. So we are doing quite a bit of VA loans already just from whether it's Winning at Life listeners or folks who are, you know, just kind of hearing the show through the 99.5 channel. So, you know, what we're looking at is really VA loans is just going to be a great opportunity because, number one, credit score, right? Credit score with the VA, you can go down to a 580. It is a lot. I have found more success getting someone with a couple skins on their knees, with their knees bruised up a little bit on a VA loan as opposed to any other type of loan. So there's a lot of opportunity there. And then as we get into Mississippi, I'm also working with several companies out there trying to find out what grant programs are available. Just like we kind of have the CAFA grant here for folks in South Louisiana, I'm trying to find out what programs are available out there because, again, I don't want one person to call me and me have to tell them I can't help them and turn them away. So I'm getting my ducks in a row in regards to Mississippi and knowing that and making sure that I have every program available. But, yes, you're spot on. VA is a huge opportunity, and we look forward to putting the veterans first out there, no doubt about it.
All right, this is Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo, who's going to be expanding into WBUV coming up in the new year. If you have a financial or mortgage-related question, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Listening once again.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
And I feel like what I learned to do over the years, the education piece, the options piece, and not always being about the sale. When everybody out there is talking about different programs, we don't talk about it. We like to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So what we're doing is we back and we stand behind. When I say we want to put everybody in a home, this is proof of it, and that's why we're doing it.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You can actually have everything shipped out to the heirs without someone even really saying, hey, well, was there a trust document? What's going on here? And I think that's, again, that's a testament to what a good trust can do.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative of Global Financial Private Capital. Summon the Total Wealth Authority, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. Benny Grunch and the Bunch. Some of my favorite Christmas music.
Well, and he listens to the show, so we like him a little bit better, too.
Yeah, he's been a guest on a couple of times. Actually, it was last year as well. And he's still going strong. Enjoy that comic side of Christmas music.
This is his busy time. You couldn't get him on the phone right now if you wanted to.
Yeah.
He's just swamped.
We have Dwayne Stein with us. Just want to mention, I have a day job every week. I run a financial advisory firm, and we're there to help you with second opinions, help with guidance, planning, money management. If you want more information, go to gregoryricks.com. Be glad to help you best we can. Dwayne, you have a day job too, right?
Absolutely. Sure do. And hey, we're staying busy. And one thing I did want to mention as well, when we were talking about the rate hikes, James, that you mentioned earlier. Hey, if you're out there and you have a HELOC, your January bill is going to be a little bit higher. If it's on a monthly or if it's coming due. So keep that in mind. Those are the type of things that that federal funds rate, when they do that rate hike, that is what's going to go up. So if you have that adjustable rate, we have lots of people right now. I mean, so many. Most of our refinances now are pretty much because anybody prior to this, you know, what they're doing is, and people are smart. What I'm finding is they've used that HELOC to do what they needed to do, whether it was repairs around the house, whether it was, hey, help keep that business going during those tough times. And now what they're doing is because the value of their home is so much higher, higher than it's ever been, they're coming in, getting a nice low fixed rate, and we're able to pay off that HELOC. So, again, I don't have an issue with HELOCs if you're using them properly. Just be careful, you know, because it, having that empty checkbook, you know, it could sneak up on you. It's almost like, you know, buying two Hershey bars. Chances are one's not going to get saved for later. Or just, if you could eat just one chip, so to speak, like they say. So you just got to be careful. So that is, I can tell you, since that announcement's come in, we have seen a lot more refinance and, you know, cash out refinances where we're paying off that HELOC debt along with any first mortgages and getting those taken care of.
Yes, you are the potato chips of the mortgage industry.
There you go.
To the phones we go. Rita. Rita's heading out to the coast. You're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, talking to Dwayne Stein. How can we help you, Rita?
You talk about the child deduction, and I'm the mother, and shortly my son is going to be paying more than 50% of my, you know, for my care and welfare and whatever, and I've heard nothing about what the tax deduction for a parent will be with the new tax law.
Oh, you mean a parent as a dependent, as an adult
dependent. Correct.
All right. A couple Google searches ought to fix that up, and Gregory's hacking away at it right now. So your son's already grown, though, right?
Oh, yeah, he's 36.
Okay, that's pretty well grown.
I'm 63, and I'm you know, not just shy of Medicare, but I'm need some financial help, and I'm probably in a position where he'll be providing more than 50% of my care, or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, care is the perfect word for it, Rita.
Miss Rita, do you own a home?
No.
Okay.
That's Dwayne's area of expertise, obviously.
Yeah, well, the reason why I was asking is she said financial, and she's 63, so, you know, I was going to say, hey, how about if we get rid of that mortgage note and give you cash every month or supplement your income. But
well, I had a real nice home at one time, but Hurricane Katrina made short work of that one.
I understand.
So I've divested everything, and I'm, you know, I'm the call is essentially to help out with his taxes, not mine.
Sure. Sure.
Taxpayers may now claim a $500 temporary credit for non-child dependents. This can apply to a number of people adult support, such as children over 17, elderly parents, adult children with a disability.
There you go.
$500.
$500 a year. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Rita.
Not necessarily a game changer there. One thing I want to, let's see, where am I at on this?
See, you're funny when you don't intend to be funny. Not necessarily a game changer there.
I'm sorry, but it isn't. Not a game changer at all regarding that. Now,
well, especially for somebody, right, that's having to care for their parent. I mean, you know, especially at that, you know, you wonder if something like that, I mean, is something like that even overlooked? I mean, is that the right word to say?
Well, is it overlooked? You want to give them a little more help, but then there's also the social safety net of Medicare and Medicaid
that
goes
true.
The other
yeah.
direction. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I would prefer it for it to stay in the private sector, and we increase that tax deduction. Maybe that will get more people off the dole. But
right.
I mean, $500 for the entire year. Ooh, what a gift!
Right.
Now, the question came up earlier, and I just have done some additional reading, and I did not realize it's this complicated. But yeah, the C corps basically have a 21% tax bracket, but business income that passes through to an individual from a pass through entity and income attributable to a sole proprietorship will be taxed at an individual tax rates less a deduction up to 20% of the lower rate. It sounds easy, but it actually gets quite complicated. Some of the things to understand definitions of is qualified business income. The QBI is part of the formula. Qualified property, qualified service or trade business. Then you have a threshold amount. So this isn't that you're getting a 20% tax bracket,
right?
Or you're getting 20 points shaving off your tax bracket. No, it's 20% of a formula. A threshold amount, for example, is the amount above which both the limitation on specified service businesses and the wage limit apply. The threshold amount is $157,000 for individual taxpayers, $350,000 for married taxpayers. Phase-in apply, that means the benefit decreases as income increases. Here's an example. So if your income is $50,000 and your QBI is $40,000, then your deduction is $8,000 or 20% of your QBI. You're under the threshold amount, so no need to do any more math.
Okay.
And that is the simple one.
So, because let's face it, right, we've got in, you know, in our listener area, everybody, I mean, we've got more self-employed people than probably the law allows around, you know, tree, rainstorm, tree cutters, you name it, grass cutters. So, or even for King James, right?
And his, right here, bud.
So King James, so for layman, what Gregory just said, I mean, I think it's important to kind of go over that again because, and me as well, right? I have an LLC. So it's not simply, hey, okay, 20%, my tax bracket's 20%. It's 20% of whatever that number is, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a formula to it. It's just not, okay, I pass through $150,000
right
to me. And so, it's not 20% of that deducted off. There's a formula still to do. So it's complicated. Jude, I think his business is picking up.
Yeah,
business
is booming with Jay Heath. I mean, and I tell you, I mean, look, I know y'all brag on him and bringing him part of the Total Wealth Authority. I mean, him and his team are amazing. And look, I sing praises and, you know, I don't give out attaboys that often, but I tell you what, every time I have a question, he's there to answer. You get it right away. I mean, so, you know, I can sleep at night knowing that I'm going to be able to call him and go, hey, all this mumbo jumbo, just let me know. You know what I mean? How do we beat this?
Yeah, and Dwayne, you're kind of like me. I'm one of the more sloppy, unorganized people in the
world.
Absolutely. And if they ask me for a form and I don't give it to them in a couple of days, they'll send me another email and I'll say, oh, I forgot all about that. Let me go grab that and I'll get it to you. And
yeah,
I'll get caught up 2 days later. They'll send me another email just with the patience of Job.
Right.
For me to, yeah.
It's amazing. They're following up with me to help me more than
you
I'm
too.
One of them. It's amazing.
Yeah, right? Same here. 504-260-0995. That's Dwayne Stein. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Merry Christmas. This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Are you looking for that last-minute gift? Why not give the gift of culture? Why not give the gift of a memorable performance? The Hunchback of Notre Dame makes its Louisiana premiere in March at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Catch me if you can. Or what about the beautiful ballet, Alice in Wonderland? Give the gift of great memories. 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org. Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Call the office, coordinate an advisor call, and get some of that information, data from him in advance, and have a very constructive call that might not last all that long and get him headed in the right direction. We're just trying to help.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One family retiring in the first quarter of this year. He has $500,000 in assets, but he has some family issues going on, bills. He's needing to extract $100,000 from that account once he retires. And that's, once again, we know is a big taxable event. But then he's saying, hey, I need $30,000 a year in income from the remaining assets. I did the math for him in the first visit. He's going to be broke, best case, in 12 years. I can't fix that. And you don't need to pay me fees, and you don't need to take risk. Risk is not going to help you make that work. It's going to help you part from that money earlier.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Feliz Navidad.
This song's a lot more popular in Texas, where I'm from.
I like that. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. You're listening to Winning at Life, weekly wrap and Christmas edition. Let's see. How many more shopping days? Today and tomorrow. That's it, folks.
Time to get started.
And Dwayne said all he needs is 15 minutes.
Yes.
And he's going to stop by after he leaves the studio, stop by Walgreens and knock it out. James sounds like he's knocked his out. He just grabs stuff, whatever, here and there. And it's kind of generic. Oh, this is for a girl. This is for
just
a boy.
Just armfuls of crap. Yeah.
Hilarious. Dwayne's with us a few more minutes. If you have a mortgage-related question, 504-260-0995. But if it's financial-related, let's get it knocked out as well. Here's a question for you, Dwayne.
All right.
I get these questions, like, daily. We hadn't had a caller yet on the show, but the show's not over yet. So when can we do a Bitcoin HELOC? And I'm jokingly asking that, but I bet you've probably been asked.
Yes, I have. And you know, I found out last week doing some research on this Bitcoin. You know, there's three Bitcoin ATMs in Jefferson Parish.
Shut up.
Yes.
No idea.
Yep. So, yeah, it's I don't know if that's coming up. You know what? I got to assume it's coming. You know, Bitcoin, they have started to talk about one of the other ones is called Ethereum or something
Ethereum,
like that.
Ethereum, right? Yeah.
That's the one I'm kind of keeping an eye on right now. I think there may be some opportunity there because every real estate article, you know how you kind of want to know, hey, Sony got the VCR over Betamax type of deal. I think real estate, every article I kind of read, not every, but articles that do mention this, what is it called, cryptocurrency or something
yes,
like
sir.
That, Ethereum continues to be mentioned in real estate articles. So, you know, I don't know if that's the one that they're sort of adapting with real estate. So we shall see. We shall see.
Well, Ethereum is up 10.42% today. It opened
today
at $671.01, and its current price is $740.93.
Yep.
Bitcoin opened today at $13,857.15, and its current price is $14,937.12. It's up 7.92%.
9%, but that's still quite a drop off from that 20 it peaked at week or so ago.
Well, yep. Dwayne, did you hear? We went and dug out one of the older references of Bitcoin we had on the show. Did you hear that?
Yes, that was awesome.
Here, let me play this. When the price was, what, 130 or 103?
And what did you buy in at last week, James?
I don't know.
Look, James, tell them the story. What did you do?
So I've invested an imaginary 10 grand in Bitcoin. It's a virtual currency.
And here's my point is you bought in at $130 and some change last Saturday with your $10,000. And if you're expecting to use your Bitcoin to buy that HP drive, you're going to need more of them now because your price per Bitcoin is $103.42.
Wow.
Ouch.
All right. So we're back live now. Bitcoin's 14 grand now. When we did this segment, Bitcoin was 103 bucks. Can you tell me, give me approximate date. What's your guess on when we did that segment, Dwayne?
I mean, I remember because I can remember Angie always hitting every time we say the word Bitcoin. Maybe like 13 or 14, 2013.
That's right. May 4th, 2013. That was the episode of Winning It Live where that happened. All right, to the phones we go. If you have a question, 504-260-0995. I got Gregory Ricks. I got Dwayne Stein. I'm here too. But we're going to talk to John in Old Metairie. You're next up. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, so I'm currently a millennial. I'm about to make a move to New York City.
Hang on. Not to be a nitpicky. But you're currently a millennial. You're always going to be a millennial.
Hey, well, I'm on the tail end of it. I'm about 30 years old. So.
Okay.
He's thinking he's going to grow out of it.
Yeah. Responsible, responsible.
There's some hope for him yet then. So.
All right. Go ahead, John.
All right. So I'm about to make a move up to New York City. And I already have income coming in, obviously. But I have a great stable of dividend growing stocks in my Roth IRA and also in my taxable accounts. So I was wondering if would it be prudent if I took some income from the taxable account every now and then instead of reinvesting the dividends every single time like I do typically, if I needed to, you know, say support rent for 1 month or 2 months or something like that. What say you about that?
What you've just told me is you don't have emergency money.
Well, I do have emergency money. Absolutely. I have an emergency account and everything spent out right now or in a savings account. But I was wondering if you think if I needed that, you know, just little jump up right there, would that be not prudent to do?
If you need the money and you don't have it elsewhere, that's your only source to go to. But I always suggest emergency money. And if that has been spent down, you do need to replenish that. And it may come from that. And that's one of the a foundation of investing is having emergency money. That way you're not affecting that money that obviously if you've been attached to this market and these major indexes, you've had a lot of gains this year. Now you're about to tap into that possibly or into next year, which I figure we're going to have a pretty good next year. I'm optimistic. About
Well, I don't know about
a really good year.
I don't know about John and Old Metairie. He may have a bum of 2018. So,
But it's your mindset on money, and if that's your only source, then you'll have to take it, or you'll be putting it on a credit card or something to that effect.
All right, John. There's only two reasons why a guy who's been down here would possibly move to New York City. It's either for a great job or a beautiful woman. Which one is it?
It's actually for I'm an actor, so I'm gonna move up there to pursue theater.
There, it's for the job. There you go.
Well, congratulations, and hope you do well on the move and success in the theater.
Yeah, keep us in mind whenever
Merry Christmas.
You're all rich and famous like that. Hey, Dwayne. So they're building the most expensive house in the world right now, and it's in the hills outside of Los Angeles. And I wanted to run this by you because this would be a great loan for you guys to have on Mortgage Gumbo. Now, the most expensive home ever sold in America is just a little over $100 million. The most expensive one in the history of the world is $300 million. And some genius is building one that he's pricing at $500 million. It will be the most expensive house in the history of ever. 100,000 square feet. The bedroom, the master bedroom, is actually its own suite with a kitchen and bathroom.
5,500 square feet. So it's about three times the size of my house, just the master bedroom. Dwayne, what goes through your head when you hear a $500 million house? If Dwayne is still there. Dwayne?
Yeah,
turn him up. There you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so hopefully you've got a great agent that could maybe get you down to about $480 million. You know what I'm saying? Talk it down. Negotiate in some closing costs. But, I mean, that's my gosh. I mean, if he's got – I mean, it's not pre-sold.
No, it's definitely not pre-sold. This is speculative.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's berserk. That's a lot of money to put in the hope that somebody likes your style and everything like that. I mean, look, Jumbo, everything's going great, right? So Jumbo loans in 2018, the loan amount's gone from, they raised it from 417 in the beginning of 2017 to 424. That's going up to 453. So that you'd still need a Jumbo loan, you know, so I don't know. So, I mean, look, values are going up all over the place, which is – and that's kind of high gauge values too, because on a jumbo loan now, instead of 424, it's up to 453. I mean, that's not just a $7,000 jump like it was from 16 to 17. I mean, you're looking at $30,000, so almost 10% increase, improvement. So, gosh, a house that big, James, I don't even know where to start. I mean, yeah, I'd like to do that. I'd only make 10 bips off of that one. I'd be okay with that.
What if someone is in that jumbo market? What's the advantages, or what do they need to know when they're going through the home buying process versus a regular home?
Look, anytime you're dealing with jumbo, that number, that 453, I'm going to always try to get them. A traditional conventional loan is going to be a little bit less. I mean, hence, you know, like today, jumbo rates right now are looking at 4.24, where a 30-year conventional is 4.09. So it's not a big difference there, but who am I to spend somebody else's money? So I'm always going to look at, hey, if I could get them in for 400, like the guy that called earlier today, right? Bill, to discuss it, whether or not for him to buy his house, depending on what that loan amount is, you know, if it's in that area, he may want to look at that difference and see about when to close, because that could be huge. That could be a difference in 0.25% or maybe even 0.5% in rate if he bought some points on that. So that could be a big difference there. Okay.
Right. Dwayne, we got to kind of step aside here. I want to reiterate, though, Mortgage Gumbo, which has always come on after us on our New Orleans affiliate, will start on our Biloxi affiliate, WBUV. You're going to get Mortgage Gumbo starting January 6th, and this guy will be hosting it for you. Thank you very much for your time, Dwayne.
Christmas, guys. Talk to y'all later.
Merry Christmas. MortgageGumbo.com if you have any more questions for Dwayne. For us, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome. Happy Saturday. Merry Christmas.
Heck yeah.
You've got all of today and tomorrow to finish your Christmas shopping. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap, live financial talk radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up in this hour of the show here, we got to talk about what just happened in D.C. that will affect your wallet, that tax reform. Yeah, it passed. Yeah, it passed both houses. Yeah, it signed. It's actually a done deal. So we talk about it now. There's no more speculation. This is how some of your money is going to be saved next year. And if you're like me, it could be pretty impressive. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. There's a handful of things that we can take care of in the next week that if you wait until January 2nd to call, can't help you with it. Required minimum distributions, Roth conversions that are going to be recharacterized. That has to be done this week. If you have no idea what we're talking about, give us a call or send us a text message via the Winning at Life app, 504-260-0995. Can I start with just, this is going to be a little quick something here, but this is letting you know how much the recent news is skewing how we kind of view the other news.
I saw this headline, and I had the exact wrong reaction to this. This is from the Starkville Daily News, and it says Parks employees are put on unpaid administrative leave. I was, oh no, we had some public officials in Starkville who got caught up in this sexual misconduct lynch mob that's been sweeping the nation the last couple of months. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But that was my initial reaction. And have you noticed yourself doing that now too, Gregory? So-and-so got fired or so-and-so got suspended. You're like, oh no, they did something perverted, or they had some sexual assault complaints. That is now my default concern whenever I see someone's been booted out of their position as of late. I am now led that it's an assumption of, okay, have we got all of them out yet? Can we get all these guys out of our way and then just go forward with a perverse free workplace here on out? But I almost feel kind of bad because this one wasn't about perversion. This one's just about some missing money, Gregory. So that's I don't want to say that sounds good. I mean, I guess it sounds better. But my natural reactions have been definitely swung a new biases through the latest news cycle on all this. Have you noticed yourself doing that too? Someone else steps down, or someone's just retiring, or are they really retiring? Or you got to go check in on it now because you just don't know. Because we've been burned so many times. Who would have thought? If you would have told me 10 years ago Bill Cosby was a predator, I wouldn't have believed you. I would have called you a horrible name. But now I just accept it as fact. Really, another guy? All right, add him to the list.
Yeah, it's like who's next, but I don't necessarily think that, go down that dark road just because somebody's retiring or something. But when the news breaks, they pretty much put it out there. There's a problem.
Well, it's bent my accusatory read on some of these things a little bit. And I almost feel bad because all these people were doing was embezzling taxpayer money. You know, they don't need the negative stigma that comes with being a predator on top of it. You know, it's almost like I'm dismissive of their real crime.
Hey, play that soundbite from 2013.
All right.
When you were going to do an imaginary investment.
Right. In our quest to find out how long, because someone asked, how long have y'all been on this Bitcoin thing? Are y'all aware of Bitcoin? And someone asked us that about a month ago. And we tried to tell them, we've been talking about this.
Are you aware of
it? Yeah, we've been talking about this for almost 5 years. So I had to go pull an example of it. This is from Winning at Life, the episode that aired May 4th. 2013, almost 5 years ago.
And what did you buy in at last week, James?
I don't know.
Look, James, tell them the story. What did you do?
So I've
you
invested
were almost ashamed.
An imaginary $10,000 in Bitcoin. It's a virtual currency.
And here's my point: is you bought in at $130 and some change last Saturday with your $10,000, and if you're expecting to use your Bitcoin to buy that HP drive, you're going to need more of them now because your price per Bitcoin is $103.42.
Wow.
Ouch.
All right, back live now.
Now, if you had done that,
okay,
and considering the 103.
Sure. Hang on. Catch everyone up. In the show before this, we did an experiment where I pretended to invest $10,000 into Bitcoin when it was $133.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you were to have actually done that, and the other if held on to it till now, you'd have been worth a bunch more a week ago, but based on current values, that value for you would be $1.4 million.
Yeah, don't listen to me anymore. Yeah, what does old Parker know? I mean,
you know, hindsight's always 20/20. But here's the big if in that. Okay, you had done it. You didn't have $10,000 back then, and if you did, that's not the leap you would have taken.
That's certainly true on both counts.
Maybe you could have got I'll do a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
That'd been easy and not have to miss that money because you're not having ready cash, But, you know, and it couldn't have been your emergency account. You couldn't take and do that with it. That's not what emergency money's for.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of that, if you did have that extra money that you could afford to lose, could you have held out this long without cashing the profits? Would you have cashed when you were up 100 grand, 300 grand? Oh, what about 500 grand?
I would have gone through.
You'd have probably done bought you another house.
Yeah.
Before then.
Also would have gone through a keg of Pepto-Bismol. Because I remember. Yeah.
The volatility.
I remember when it got up to like 900 bucks and then it dropped down to 340 in 2 days. I would have had the runs like this whole time for the last 4.5 years. I can't watch that stuff. I don't know how day traders do it.
Yeah. It's just how would you have hung in all this time to be at 1.4? And that's the big if of, you know, then you'd have the regret, God, I should not have sold that at 1,000 a coin.
Yeah, and look, I'm kind of tempted to issue the challenge here. And
now, one other thing for your challenge is, you're like, why didn't I sell it last week at 20,000 a coin?
Right, that would have been the next Pepto-Bismol moment.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I'm not saying this as a rhetorical question. Can you find any other financial program out there, radio, TV, internet, otherwise? Of course, there's going to be some goofball with a blog out there. But I'm talking about something that's broadcasted on TV or radio that was talking about Bitcoin in May or in April of 2013 when we started it. Because we beat CNBC, we beat Fox Business, we beat Wall Street Journal. I can't find an example before us.
Oh, and there's a lot of examples of other things where have been on the forefront of the discussion.
More forefront discussions coming up, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at nolamotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Consider purchasing a gift certificate to a JPAS performance. Give the gift of a beautiful, heartwarming experience in the theater, the arts, live theater, through the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Please do so by calling 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One family retiring in the first quarter of this year. He has $500,000 in assets, but he has some family issues going on, bills. He's needing to extract $100,000 from that account once he retires. And that's, once again, we know is a big taxable event. But then he's saying, hey, I need $30,000 a year in income from the remaining assets. I did the math for him in the first visit. He's going to be broke, best case, in 12 years. I can't fix that. And you don't need to pay me fees, and you don't need to take risk. Risk is not going to help you make that work. It's going to help you part from that money earlier.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life, weekly wrap. Remember, we're here every Saturday, live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. May not know, but yeah, I have a day job. I run a financial firm, Gregory Ricks and Associates. We're a financial advisory firm. We help people with second opinions, financial planning, guidance, Social Security guidance, mutual fund guidance. We're money managers as well. If you'd like to know more about what I do during the week, go to GregoryRicks.com.
Yeah, and you know, when we were going back to that show almost 5 years ago now, it was one of the first times we had talked about Bitcoin. I'd pulled the notes from that show, and what we did the next week part of a follow-up is getting people ready for the Twitter IPO. We went over some other recent IPOs and how they had fared, because everyone was all hot and heavy on the Twitter IPO. This is how you make a bunch of money. Well, at the time, the Facebook IPO had been $38, and when we did the show in May of 2013, it was at $27, so it was a loser at the time. It's at $177 now. Another IPO we highlighted was LinkedIn, which had just happened a couple years before the show. It had started at $45, and as at the time of that show, was $180. Today, do you know what LinkedIn stock price is? It doesn't exist. It got bought out. Zynga. They make Farmville and a few other games that used to be a lot more popular on Facebook. Its IPO was $10 a pop. When we did the show, it had dropped down to $3.22. Today, it sits at $4 a share. You would still be a loser if you had jumped in on the Zynga IPO, and I believe that was in 2012. Groupon's IPO, which had happened right before this show, was at $20. It had already dropped to $6.25. Today, it's even lower, $5.20. So for every time you hear about an IPO, someone got in on it, made a ton of money, you can probably find a few examples where the opposites happen too. That's why we're not too huge on IPOs. To the phones we go. See if we can help this fella, Johnny, New Orleans. You're going to be next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Johnny?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Maybe it's a little unfair to ask you guys about questions about the tax bill because it just came out and, you know, nobody can know everything. I was just curious. You know, I make around about 90 a year, but I have no dependents. I do have a home office. Will I see anything from the tax cut bill or... because I don't have any children and, you know.
What about a wife?
Nope. No dependents. Okay. It's just me.
Well, your standard deduction is going up.
Yeah, from $6,350 this year. Next year, it will be an even $12,000. So you won't even begin to count the taxes against your income until after 12 grand. So you're going to have another almost 6 grand that's going to go untaxed. But on top of that, Gregory.
Now, you state your income's neighborhood of about $90,000 for 2017?
Yes.
On current law, 25% tax bracket is $37,951 to $91,900.
Single?
Yeah, that's for single filers. The tax bracket that you're fitting into is $82,501 up to $157,500. That's a 24% tax bracket versus last year, you're at 25%. Now, that standard deduction, how much is that standard deduction?
It'll be 12 grand for him.
Well, that could push him into the 22% tax bracket.
Do you itemize your deductions?
Yes, I do. I have a home office, and yes, I do itemize. Absolutely.
The bracket for the 22% is $38,701 through $82,500. So your deduction may get you into that bracket. So, yeah, that's looking like anywhere from 3 to 4% tax savings, depending on where it would fall.
Okay, I'll take that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't know, Johnny. In the back of your head, aren't you really concerned about the exploding deficit that's going to happen in 2028?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. Same here. All right.
During the Obama era, when he added $10 trillion to the debt, I believe that the tax cut is going to stimulate the economy and create, you know, new taxpayers, and hopefully, you know, reduce the deficit by all the new tax revenue that comes in from the business and job growth. That's my opinion and my hope.
Well, I think we're all on the same page. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, hey, Johnny, glad you called in, bud. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. Optimism means so much more than it really should, because you would think economics would just be numbers and cents, but that counts for a lot.
Well, that's what started in 2017 was optimism, and this is one of the things, is something we can actually, in a way, put our hands on, something that has happened that is positive, with a positive impact, and we're looking for that to continue.
That's great. All right, again, if you want to be after Johnny, 504-260-0995. What else we need to cover from this?
Well, we need to talk about the Roth conversions, the recharacterization of that. And that's one of the changes in the tax law that's an immediate impact. And what we're talking about is if you've contributed to a Roth or did a Roth conversion, meaning take your money out of an IRA, create a tax bill, but you've moved it over to the after-tax Roth, which grows tax-free if left there 5 years or more. And if it's on a conversion, each and every conversion carries its own 5-year period. And you've figured the tax. And here's two reasons why to reverse it. Is you had an investment that was $100,000, you were paying the tax on that, and now it's worth $70,000. You would want to recharacterize. The other reason is, oh my gosh, I don't like the tax bill. I don't know if I can sleep at night. I need to undo it. Well, you have to do the undo or recharacterization by this December 31st. The new law, I know what you're saying. I thought I had until October 15th of next year. That's under the old law, and it's no longer the law. Trump signed it into law
this week, right?
Yesterday, in fact. So the new law means the year in which you do that contribution or conversion to Roth, you have till December 31st to undo it. There's no more till October 15th of the next year with extensions. This is something you need to take a look at right now and make sure you can stomach the tax bill that's coming along with it. And part of that is, you know, it could have pushed you into the next tax bracket. And you might want to look at, well, do I have a better tax situation if I do it next year? These are things you need to look at right now, because there is no do-over, just like you asked me earlier. Well, what if they figure it out on January 2nd? It's too late. It's over. You missed it. You're going to pay the tax bill.
Dave, Mississippi, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Dave?
Yeah, I just wanted to, get a little advice and kind of direction of what I should be doing with my money. Quick background. I've made a recent change in career paths. Now I'm in real estate. Obviously, you know, real estate agents are basically independent operators. And so we don't have 401ks, anything like this. I do have myself debt-free at this point in time. I'm 43 years old. I'm not the brightest crayon in the box as far as financial matters, things like that. But I've just believed in saving money and not spending it my whole life. I've bought a few rental properties here in the past couple of months, and, you know, using those I plan to use those as deductions against my income. However, I'm generating a lot of cash, and me being debt-free, what is your best, the best advice you can give me on where to place that cash, not having a 401k accessible to me anymore?
So you're not saving anything pre-tax?
Right. I mean, I have a Roth, but, you know, for the past few years, I've been self-employed, and, you know, I was capped as to how much I was allowed by law to contribute into the Roth.
Yes. Well, you could do a SEP, Simplified Employee Pension. You could do a solo 401k. That can get you up into the neighborhood of, say, $52,000 a year put away, subject to income limits and cap on that. That's one of the opportunities that you have. There's a fee with it, but I think it's highly efficient. One of the options to look at, as well as a SEP, make sure you have emergency money set aside as well before you start that. And I think that's what you should look at.
I'm sitting on cash. I mean, it's, I probably have far more in my checking account than I should have. Yeah. I just, you know, when it comes to investments, all I ever wanted to do was save money, get out of debt, and live a simple life.
And you can do those.
The mansion on the hill and downsized. And,
we're running out of time here, coming up on a break. Appreciate the call. What's this?
Dave
from Mississippi. But yeah, make sure you have adequate cash. Sounds like you might take advantage of some real estate opportunities coming up. Make sure you have money for that. And then set up something to put away money pre-tax as well. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you kind of my favorite tax scenarios I like.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We have the ability to work in the banking world. We have the ability to work in the Wall Street world. We also have the ability to work in the insured money world, and that also includes annuities.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, better call Gregory.
One of the things I'm going to find out is, what do you think you're going to need a month to continue your lifestyle? And if they're not sure, I'd say, well, what are you spending now? Because I don't think it's going to be a whole lot different. One thing I'll suggest is you need to do a little bit of homework. You need to go look at your outflow from your checking account the past 6 months. Now, sometimes people will pay their bills on a quarterly basis, or, well, I pay my insurance once a year on the house. Well, go back a year and average it out to see what you're needing to pay. And then you have a handle, because now that tells me the net number. So now we have to go back, look at your overall income need, where does that fit in tax brackets, and get to a gross number.
Call Gregory Ricks and Associates. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email James at Gregory Ricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway.
Welcome
down.
Back. Winning at Life, live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Merry Christmas. Happy Saturday. Let me check my calendar. How many shopping days left? Today and tomorrow.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
What's the hurry?
One of our guests, Wayne Stein, earlier said all he needed was 15 minutes at a Walgreens to get it done.
Some call that lazy. I call it efficient.
That'd be super efficient.
It is. Hey, we'll talk to Gail and Madison in just a second, but some parting thoughts here. The caller right before the break, he's piled up some money but didn't have any 401k. Once he gets the proper thing set up, where does that money go?
Yeah, and we had talked about him putting in his situation, sounded like some of the things to look into would be maybe a solo 401k, a SEP. He's already doing some Roth contributions and such as that, but how can you put more money away pre-tax? Here's kind of my preferences. I want to put it away pre-tax. I want to grow it tax-deferred. We're talking about the most efficient way to put money away, grow it, and pull it out. Preferences, pre-tax, grow it tax-deferred, and the ultimate would be to take it out tax-free, but way we should probably define that, as tax-efficiently as possible, meaning I want to pay as little tax as possible on distributions, and there's some strategies to actually do that. Pre-tax, grow it, put it away pre-tax, grow it tax-deferred, and to take it out without paying tax. There are some strategies approved by the IRS to do so. Something you wouldn't commonly think about. But that's the wish, and you can't do it with all dollars, but that's kind of if you had your best wishes come true. That's it.
Gail, Madison, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Gail?
I have two questions. The first one is, why do I need to redirect my Roth IRA before the end of the year? Something to do with the new tax law?
No, if you were going to reverse what you did on a Roth contribution or conversion, what we're stating is normally if you wanted to undo it, you would have until October 15th of next year to do that. That's no longer the case. If you were having second thoughts, regrets, you only have until December 31st of this year to reverse that Roth decision that you made. There's no tax law affecting or changing, causing you to undo it. It's just if you're going to undo it, you only have a few days left.
Why would I want to redirect my Roth IRA, though, when it's going to be taxed?
The only reason is that you would undo it. I only think of two, that the investment amount is dramatically dropped. And the other is you all of a sudden realize, ooh, I don't like that tax bill I'm going to have to pay on that conversion. Otherwise, you're wanting, I'm a big fan of Roth. We drink the Roth Kool-Aid. We want to grow money so it comes out tax-free. And that's what a Roth does for you. It grows tax-deferred and distributes tax-free.
And it doesn't happen much, but every once in a while, there's a guy at the end of the year who's like, oh, I didn't know this was going to put me into a higher tax bracket. Yeah,
we've had a few clients over the past few years that when tax time came and they looked at the 1040 and say, oh, my gosh, why is the tax bill so high? You did a Roth conversion last year.
And these are only for Roth conversions that happen in the calendar year of 2017
Or the last 12 months?
Yes, on that. So going forward, the new rule is if you're going to undo it, not like that conversion amount, because, Gail, sometimes people will do a Roth conversion and do more than they can handle and then regret it later when it comes, the bill comes due and they want to undo it. So that time is shortened for us. Otherwise, you're good to go. Grow it tax-free, Gail.
I am 69. I have been drawing off of my husband's Social Security. I have not touched mine. So at 70, should I start drawing on mine?
And what are we speaking of? You're drawing on your Roth account?
No, spousal Social Security.
Oh, yeah, at 70, you have to turn on your Social Security. So are you drawing on yours or his? Or not
I'm drawing on my husband's, and I have been for 9 years.
Okay, so is yours going to be larger?
I think it will be, yes.
70 is the time to switch to it.
And congrats for making it to 70. That, only 2% of people make it to age 70, Gail, so you really did yourself a favor.
Well, I know. I hope I live that long.
Well, not many people hold out on Social Security and take advantage of the timing strategies like you did, so congratulations on that. So if yours is larger, 70 is the time to switch to it. It's not going to get any larger by waiting.
Oh, it won't get, because I thought I heard you say something about an 8% increase.
Yep.
Yep, up until age 70.
Oh, okay, and then
you're
it
correct.
Stops.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Gail. She's in a great situation. She's got Roth, and she waited all the way till 70 to turn on Social Security. That's two things that we preach on a regular basis.
Yep.
Stick with the phones, Gregory?
Absolutely.
All right, Mike, over in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're up next on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Mike?
Quick question. Married couple filing jointly this year, what would the standard deduct? What are the standard deductions? I have no idea.
This year it's $12,700. For 2018, it's going to be bumped up to $24,000.
So right now, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it just says in the description here, how's the new tax law impact married couples? But you asked me what's the deduction for this year. The new tax law is going to bump that up to $24,000. If you're asking about this year, it's going to be $12,700.
Okay, $12,700. Okay, because I do not have enough deductions to itemize. So, you know, I get Social Security, my wife gets a small pension, and I'm not drawing anything on any of my 401s right now. I'm just living off what we make. All righty.
Okay. Well, that's good news for you for next year.
Was there a follow-up there, Mike, or are you good to go?
I think that's it. You've answered two questions. You answered this year and last year with just one question.
There you go.
Okay, awesome.
Glad to help, Mike.
Thanks for calling the show.
All right. Are you walking into RMDs? Is that where you're going?
No, actually, I was wanting to talk about something. Article I'd picked up in the Sun Herald and was just looking at some of the construction that's going on the coast. And is, you know, what is this total? I'm seeing $16 million in new construction coming to three coastal counties. The biggest one, a $5.3 million sewer lift station over in Moss Point.
Sewer lift stations. I love those.
They are needed, though.
Okay.
They're needed. They're right. Needed. This one's needed, too. $2.4 million, a 60-room assisted living facility over in Ocean Springs. And then you've got a residential site development, $1.6 million over in Gulfport. And then $1.2 million accessory building at Polychemy in Bay St. Louis. Look at this. New Dollar General. Those things like pop up on every corner.
Yeah.
They're like all over the place.
They're prolific.
Obviously growing company. That's a $750,000 project. And then there's a foundation for another building, $480,000 in Moss Point, another lift station, $340,000. See, where is this? Oh, I skipped this one. $1.3 million, new field house at Biloxi Junior High. A lot of work going on the coast.
Yeah,
I thought I'd mention those. Some big projects bringing money and improving the economies.
look, not to get political here, but I saw some of these jobs come back that had left, I think it was Moss Point or somewhere over there, kind of that Pascagoula area, where there's going to be a new startup that it takes the shrimp shells. So whenever you catch a shrimp and you peel it, they take the shells and they clean them off, and then they send them to some place up north where they extract a nutritional supplement, chitin, off of it, C-H-I-T-I-N. But that had previously, all those shells would go to a foreign company. They would extract the chitin and send it back to us. Now some technological, some wizard figured out a machine that can do it more efficiently than they're doing it overseas. So those jobs are coming back, and that's going to end up at the Gulf Coast of Mississippi as well.
Awesome. I see a Dunkin' Donuts, $220K.
Overrated.
you ever hear a rebuilding of a Waffle House, renovation of another location? It's just a lot of stuff going on.
You ever hear Yankees brag about Dunkin' Donuts coffee like it's fantastic, and then you go have it, and you're like, this is just like the stuff out the store, man. This is not that big of a deal. We still have to cover RMDs for the end of the show, right?
Yes.
All right, that's coming up next. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
So folks listening, you come to me and you go, hey, I already got 5%. Well, mom and dad gave me 5%, but I still want to take advantage of, I want to go with CAFA, put the 5% down, and let's use the grant program to buy out your private mortgage insurance.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the staff and the board of directors of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, I want to wish you the most joyous and happy Christmas season. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society for the last 40 years has been dedicated to enriching our community through the beauty of the arts. We want to thank you for your support and look forward to serving you again in the new year. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society, Louisiana's cultural leader. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Whoever else winds up in office is going to be about getting some more of our tax money. You could have an actual plan to exit the tax system. I've got a client. He's pretty much going to be six-figure income, and it's not going to show up on the 1040.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One family retiring in the first quarter of this year. He has $500,000 in assets, but he has some family issues going on, bills. He's needing to extract $100,000 from that account once he retires. And that's, once again, we know is a big taxable event. But then he's saying, hey, I need $30,000 a year in income from the remaining assets. I did the math for him in the first visit. He's going to be broke, best case, in 12 years. I can't fix that. And you don't need to pay me fees, and you don't need to take risk. Risk is not going to help you make that work. It's going to help you part from that money earlier.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Now our gay apparel.
La 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 la.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
La 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 la.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. The weekly wrap. We do this every Saturday. Live Financial Talk Radio. If you'd like to participate, we've got a couple callers in line. We've got Jim, and we also have Judy waiting. We'll be right to you in just a moment. That number to call is 504-260-0995.
Greg, we just stumbled across a sort of a, I don't want to call it ethical dilemma, but this is a bridge we hadn't had to cross before. In Periscope, we're on Periscope and Facebook Live, but if you follow us on Periscope at Gregory Ricks, they, you know how they started allowing tipping this year? So, like, in the last segment, some guy named Jared gave us a super heart, which you collect super hearts, you can cash them in. What are we going to do with this money that our channel's been collecting? I don't even know how much money we've collected because we don't solicit tips. We don't even want tips, really. I mean, you can give to us if you want it, but we're going to have to gather this up and donate it to charity, I imagine, right?
Yeah, that's most likely what we would do.
Okay.
Donate some super hearts.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you to donate super hearts, but if you donate, it's not like I get to keep it or Gregory gets to keep it. We haven't actually decided what the heck we're doing with these yet, so... New bridge to cross when we get there.
Yeah,
when
are we that's awesome.
It's a modest pile of money, so don't get too excited. Yeah. But
number of charities we support is Cancer Crusaders, World War II Museum, Second Harvest, just to name a few.
The World War II Museum needs to slap a hotel on the back of it like they do those casinos over on the coast, because you could just hang out there for 4 days straight.
They are building a hotel.
On the campus there, yeah. And they might as well, yeah.
They are. It was announced a few weeks back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Because you could make an entire week out of that place. I've been to the World War II Museum probably 10 times, and I haven't seen the whole thing. A lot of that's because they just opened up two new exhibits in the last 5 years, but don't blame me. All right, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, this financial guru across the table would love to help you with it. 504-260-0995. Let's do Jim. Jim Covington, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Jim?
Yeah, how is this new tax law going to affect? They're raising our standard deductions up. And I do the standard deduction every year. I'm retired. I'm 70 years old. And I want to take, I got a non-deductible IRA. I want to, in the first weeks of January, I want to do a conversion to a Roth. Is okay. That going to help me out with the standard deduction going up?
I mean, that's going to help you some. And part of when you're doing a Roth conversion, that's taking IRA money and paying taxes and shifting it over to a Roth account, which is an after-tax account that grows tax-deferred and can be distributed tax-free if held long enough. Couple of other rules thrown in there, but that's basically what Jim is talking about doing here. So with the standard deduction increasing, and most tax brackets are that we're seeing is about a 3% savings depending on how it falls for you on there. What's your how much are you thinking of converting?
I'm probably about $60,000. And I want to do a conversion, and I'm basically on Social Security, and the IRA I've been in, I've been handling as a non-deductible ever since I've been doing it. I haven't taken the, I've been okay. Just doing it as a non-deductible.
So
IRA,
how much are you expecting in income next year?
I just basically live off my Social Security. I mean, everything I got paid for, it's the house, everything else. I hardly ever touch any of it, really.
This conversion is going to affect you on Social Security because it's going to cause it to be included in taxes, so because it's going to bump up your adjusted gross income. So one of the things you have to think about is it's going to cause Social Security be taxable for you for that year of that conversion. And depending on your tax bracket there, $60,000, you're probably falling in probably neighborhood of about 12% taxes on the Roth conversion.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been on my Social Security. I've also been taking out 10% for taxes all this time. I don't just.
Okay.
So I haven't had to pay any taxes in the last several years since I started drawing Social Security.
Right. Because Social Security is not going to be taxable without any other income, but doing a Roth conversion is going to actually cause Social Security to be taxable. So make sure you consider that. And remember, when you do the conversion, you have until December 31st of next year. When you do the conversion, if you regret it and want to undo it, you have to do that by December 31st as well under the new tax law.
What do you think about the idea of just converting little pieces a year to spread that out and do a little tax management?
That'd be tax bracket management, and he should probably consider that as well. Maybe do it over 3 years.
Does that help, Jim?
Oh, I'm going to do it. I mean, I still have some more left in some other IRA accounts that I'm going to be doing in the next year. I've been doing it every year since I retired, gradually taking it out of the standard IRA and putting it in a Roth. Okay. I'm just going to do a bigger lump this year, figuring that, you know, I've been keeping it down to $15,000 a year. But I'm
He's already doing that then. All right, you're ahead of me.
Yeah, and that's why it hadn't affected Social Security. But when you do the bigger amount, it's going to affect your Social Security by it getting taxed.
Well, good stuff, Jim. Let's do Judy. You're going to be next. And if you want to be after Judy, 504-260-0995. Judy in Tarrytown, how can we help you?
Yes. Could you give me the standard deduction for over 65?
Are you married?
No, single.
Just single, no dependents, any of that? Okay, so this year it is $6,350. For 2018, it's going to be $12,000 even.
Now, you say this year.
Yes, ma'am.
For 2017 taxes.
2017. So whenever you're doing your taxes and that you got to mail them off by April 15th of next year, mm-hmm. you're going to be looking at the year of 2017, and that will be $6,350.
Okay, last year it was higher than that. It was $7,850.
Well, we're seeing in 2017 the standard deduction for a single taxpayer is $6,350 plus one personal exemption of $4,050. The new tax bill combines those into a larger standard deduction for 2018, which is $12,000 for single filers and $24,000 for joint. That is what the code says.
But just as I said, I'm over 65. That makes a difference.
I don't think it makes a difference starting next year.
Nope.
All right. Thank you very much, Judy. If you have a question, 504-260-0995, but there's scant few minutes left. And if you can't get your question in by now, you can call the office. Or can you call the office?
Phones should be fixed by Tuesday.
504-832-9200 is the office phone number. But really, all you have to remember is the app, the Winning It Life app. It'll connect you to the show. It'll connect you to Gregory's office. It'll connect you to some of our other partners. You can text the show. A direct phone call is fine, too. You can go look at some of our old YouTube videos or some of our blog posts. Listen to podcasts of previous shows on demand anytime you want. And there's no cost to any of this. The Winning at Life app. What's the rundown? I have required minimum distribution still on my list of things to do this hour.
Yes, required minimum distributions. You have to do those when you become age 70 and a half. That's your first year to do that. Let's see, I've got this up here. The divisor, people say, well, what's the percentage? It's not a percentage. It's a divisor, required minimum distribution divisor. When you turn 70 and a half in the same year that your 70th birthday was, the divisor is 27.4. So if you had $454,000 and using that divisor, it would be a required distribution of $16,569 is what you would need to withdraw from the account. So you can pay some taxes on it and Uncle Sam get some more money. If you need to have that done by December 31st, if it's your very first year, you do get an extension up to April 1st, but then you're doing it twice next year in that case. and you're going to have a higher RMD because you didn't take the RMD this year, which would have reduced the value of the account on December 31st. Remember, for your RMD next year, they're going to use the value of the account at year end. So we'll say the December 31st account value. And James, you asked me this on the show the other day. Well, what if everything's closed? Well, it's still the year end value of the account. So make sure you get that tidied up if need be this week.
Tell them about your day job, Gregory.
I am money manager at Gregory Ricks and Associates, an advisory firm. Give us a call if you'd like second opinion or some help.
Hall of Fame financial advisor. In the meantime, Merry Christmas coming up next weekend on the show. We'll have some predictions for 2018. Again, your home away from the show, the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Merry Christmas.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.